Understanding and learning about permitted, prohibited, and restricted procedures can be daunting. However, understanding your role and what you are allowed to do and not do is extremely important. Especially in the case of an EUMR, you should think about what caused the behavior and ways you can implement proactive responses and alternative techniques to keep the situation from happening again. When you can avoid manual restraints and restrictive procedures, you can spend more time adding to the quality of life and desired outcomes for the people you support. Knowing the individual is important. The better you know the person and the better trained you are on de-escalation techniques, the more successful you will be at keeping the person safe and allowing them to live the life they want to live.